This is the BBC.
We present the all-leather goon show. Now, tonight we are...
Hark at old Wally, hark at all the old posh chat here, whoop.
Mr. Seagoon, my accent is...
It's all put on, you know. And here is the winner forecast. Hello, Walt. You've got a bad cold tonight as well, haven't you, Walt?
It is the solemn duty of a BBC announcer to talk posh.
Oh.
Now, if you will kindly put on these fudge boots and stand in that flooded phone box, I shall proceed. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting The Policy. Part one, the scene. A huge corporation rubbish dump just outside Slagley-on-Ouse.
Drat those flies, Moriarty. I can't think what attracts them.
It's all this rotten rubbish.
Nonsense, it's you, you steaming ruin, you.
Ow!
Don't shake your ows at me, or I'll confiscate your teeth.
No, grip pipe. Please, not that.
Give me back that kipper bone.
Ow! Give me back my teeth. It's nearly dinner time.
So it is. Well, come along. Get the knives and forks out.
No, it's no good. I can't eat any more knives and forks. I must have food. We've got the money. Food. F-L-U-L-U-D. Food. Oh, I've got to have food, folks.
I've got to have food.
Stop doing that disgusting thing and pay attention to me, will you? I have an idea. All we need is one simple-minded idiot. That's him.
Who?
Me?
Oh, him.
Yes. Moriarty, follow me.
I'm in fine voice today, lads. Manon Chair, Manon, there is sooner me, no, or no, sorry, I know. Father, come on.
What a magnificent voice.
Oh, come now, you don't really mean that.
My dear sir, without doubt,
you have done for the art of singing what Columbus did for the steam engine.
The voice came from the west end of a long black cigarette holder.
Yes, and the long black neck protruding from that compass heap belongs to none other than the dear Count Jim Drains.
Ow!
Moriarty.
I don't know why I come here.
Undefeated world steaming champion.
Shh. John! Sponge!
No, Neddy.
What?
The Count, the dear Count here, is really a wealthy music lover, aren't you, Moriarty?
What? Oh, yes. Uh-huh, money, I'm filthy with it.
And without it. Neddy, as a tribute to your great mouth-type singing, the Count would like to give you free of charge a valuable £10,000 life insurance policy.
I say, that's dash nice of you.
Yes. Just step into this impression of a car, will you?
Right.
Moriarty, drive on. Good morning. Is this the Spawn Life Insurance Company?
Yes, Jim.
We should like to take out an insurance policy for this gentleman.
I'm sorry, Jim. We only insure people who are still alive.
No. I don't mean my friend Moriarty. I mean this circular gentleman.
Oh, yes. We have to have the usual medical examination.
Come along, Neddy. Come in.
Come in, Jim. Now, strip to the waist, please. Not too low, please. Now then, pass me that hammer. Thank you. Now. Yes, his back seems fine. Ribs all right. And stomach okay. Bit full of nothing. Open your mouth. Wider. There, swallow that.
What was it?
Cigarette ash. They didn't want to drop it on the carpet. Well, Mr. Seagoon, you seem to be 100% fat. Here is your policy. insulting you or your rightful heirs.
Oh, that reminds me. Nelly, could I have your autograph, please?
Why, certainly.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. What does that have just signed?
Oh, it's only an old bit of paper, you know. A bit of scrap paper.
Then why did it say Will on the top?
Because that's its name. Will Paper.
Oh, I see. Well done. Well, gentlemen, thank you for this valuable gift. Oh, by the way, when do I get the 10,000 pounds?
The moment you're deceased.
And to assist you in your task, Neddy, here is a handbook entitled 100 Easy Ways to Get Deceased.
Thank you very much. Well, goodbye. With my speaking trumpet. Testing, folks, testing. Hello, folks. Calling, folks. I'll be rich, folks. All I have to do is get deceased, and then I need never work again. Singing a merry song, I'm going my way.
Splendid, Moriarty. Now all we have to do is wait. And here, to while away the time, is a clockwork oil painting of Max Gilray blowing his old Dutch flugie.
Oh, the flugie.
Part 2. As befitted the proud owner of £10,000 in life insurance, Seagun took a luxury flat in Cringer's Buildings, Hoxton, and engaged a personal manservant.
Now, my man, is my jacket on straight?
Yes, sir, and I must say a straight jacket suits you the treat.
Thank you. Now, William, one of your duties will be to help me to get deceased.
Aye.
Pass me the handbook. Let me see now how to get deceased. Method 1. Here, you read out the instructions.
Right, mate. Take nice, strong bit of rope, stand on chair, and tie end of rope to beam what's in ceiling.
Right. I done that.
Right. Tie other end of rope around neck.
Now what?
Now kick chair away from under you. Great pipe, we've been...
Hoyle! I'll have to try method number 2 now.
What is it?
Sleeping in the open on Salisbury Plain during a snowstorm.
Hoyle!
slowly, and it's just starting to get dark. So I've undressed and put on my long flannel nightshirt. Don't want to catch cold, you know. Incidentally, as the ground is covered in snow, folks, I'm going to sleep standing up. Well, good night, folks. Good night.
Meanwhile, not far away, two boy soldiers stumble through the wintry darkness.
You stupid nitwit. I told you we should have turned left at Stonehenge. Now we shall be freezing to death. Hey! What is that?
Mind these.
I wish I'd never joined the Highland Regiment. Harm can come to a young lad wearing a kilt on a night like this.
Soon, they approach the spot where Sigun is fast asleep, standing rigidly to attention in his long, white nightshirt.
Oh! Look, Bottle. It's a short, fat tent.
Yes, it is a tent.
Here, let's get inside out of the cold.
Yes, you hold the flap up and I'll crawl underneath.
Okay, you first.
Okay, then.
Now me. Hey. Oh, that's better. Oh, yeah, much warmer and nice and cozy in here.
Yes, and much warmer now, Echoes. You feel my cheek.
Bit dark, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you are, you're warm.
You haven't touched me yet.
Oh, well, I touched somebody.
Wait a minute, I'll strike a match.
Right.
Hey! Echo!
Oh!
It's a nudist with no head. Had it, mister. Mister. Okay, mister.
What's wrong?
I can't get any answer.
Perhaps there's nobody in. Here, let me try.
Put, who is that? Come on, come on, my nightshirt. Come on.
Hey,
Look, Bottle. It ain't a tent.
No. It's only a man disguised as a tent.
Silence, little kilted boy. Or I'll have at you with this feather duster.
Now, I say, hands up, I say. Raise this boy soldier's rifle and cock's piece of elastic. Quick, march. Left, right, left.
How much you come to this to me?
Left, right, left.
While at the military camp nearby, the commanding officer is busy with his official correspondence.
Singes, cover up that picture of a naked telephone and hide that naughty French mustard, will you?
You can't do this to me!
Hello, what's this?
Oh, I don't know. Me and Bottle found it on the Salisbury Plain.
I tell you, I'm innocent. My grandmother owns a duck farm in Kent, you know.
Any eggs?
Well, wait a minute. Aren't you Myrtle Prong's daughter?
No.
I knew it. I never forget a nightshirt.
To me, Major.
Oh, lovely Myrtle Prong. The flower of the Nathy. Oh, those Bombay nights. That night I took her out to dinner, what a meal that was. Curry soup, curried prawns, curried beef, curried ice cream, and then gorgonzola and curried pickles. And after dinner, I danced the whole night through the indigestion waltz with you. Gave a hiccup with each naughty hiccup, and up in the air we flew. You wore a pale pink rose, And I wore a big red nose. With every sharp turn, I got such heartburn. The indigestion waltz, dear, with you. The indigestion waltz, with you. Send only 2 and 6 pence for a copy of this record. Well, Seagun, I don't know what we're going to do with you. Eccles, were you about to make a suggestion?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Then why are you standing there looking so suggestive?
I'm not. You're not a man, you.
Look at this, Nitch, you naughty lad. Stop wasting my time and get out.
Hi-ho!
And send in Bandmaster Ray Errington and his barrack square.
Oh,
Zaz, darling, we're in love, it appears. And I surely want to thank you. But if you get ideas, I'll surely have to spank you. I belong to you, and now I know I show it. You belong to me, and you better know it. Give me all your love, sugar, spice, and honey, but don't ever quit. Not for love or money, I'd do most anything just to amuse you. But there's nothing that I wouldn't do rather than lose you. When I play a game, I can't afford to throw it, because I play for keeps, and you better know it. You belong to me, guys. I'd do most anything just to amuse you, but there's nothing that I wouldn't do rather than lose you. I played the game, don't want to play, cause I play for keeps. That's right. I'll tell you something more. You better know it.
Hey. The Policy, Part 3. We now return you to Major Bloodnock.
What were you doing on Salisbury Plain in a snowstorm?
I was trying to get deceased.
What? Surely there must be easier ways of killing yourself.
Killing myself?
Yes.
Killing myself? Dead?
Well, that's the usual way, isn't it?
Dead? So that's what deceased means. Oh, those villains, spinners of horror. No!
Sigurd, come down off that elephant stand, will you? Explain to me, please.
Major, two crooks have insured my life for £10,000. Now they're trying to kill me so that they get the money.
I see. Yes. Oh. Excuse me a moment, will you? I dance the whole night through. The indigestion was with you. Get me this Spahn Insurance Company, would you? I want money. Hello? Ah! I want to take out a £10,000 life insurance on a Mr. Neddy Seagun. Thank you, yes. Neddy. Little Neddy, how about a nice drink?
Oh, thank you.
I'll mix you one of my special cocktails. Let me see now. One part arsenic, one part cyanide, part sulfuric acid, two parts cream, one part disinfectant and a dash of weed killer. There, lad. You try that. I think you'll find that... Neddy? Well, he's gone.
Little does he realize, folks, that by placing my ear against the side of my head, I heard what he was saying. And even now, driving a fast pair of legs towards London.
Neddy, come back. You haven't had your nice drink,
Neddy. Excuse me, my... he's a not air bottle.
Hey, look at us. He's left his drink on the table.
Oh, yeah.
Here, Becker, have you ever tasted any alcoholic liquor?
No, have you?
No.
Well, go on then. Drink that.
No. I'm frightened. You drink it, then you can tell me what it is like.
Okay. Here. Not bad at all.
And now, let us join London by night and a bedraggled figure lurching along the rain-swept streets.
Yes, it's me, folks. A fugitive from Gritpipe and Moriarty with nowhere to... What was this? This thing of grace and fragile beauty.
It's the Albert Memorial.
The perfect hiding place. Hurriedly, I painted a leather door on the side of the Albert Memorial and hung up the sign saying, rooms to let, apply caretaker.
Yes.
I'm looking for a room.
Yes. Come in, sir. This way, but mind the elephant stand, sir. Min. Get back in your modern room at once, Min.
I got to rock and rock around the clock. Rock and running all the time.
You wicked woman, you. You've been at the Cenopod wine again. Have you no shame walking about in those high-heel football boots? You're driving me mad.
About the room, sir.
What? Yes. Yes. This is it, sir. £9 a week, no visitors, no music, no dancing, no cooking, no hot water, and no breathing after 11. And if you want anything, all you have to do is to go and get it, sir.
Yeah, a typical English boarding house. Splendid.
Good night, sir.
Where's my speaking trumpet?
Oh, here it is, I...
Thank you, cheeky. Thank heaven, folks, safe at last. Now nobody has the faintest idea where I am.
Mr. Fagoon?
Yes?
Parcel for you.
Oh, sir. A parcel? I wonder what you... Why? It's a gramophone record. I'll just play it on the gas ring.
There he is, Moriarty. Now count three and five.
Sapristi, yes. One, two, three. Two, three. Two, three. Two, three. Two, three.
What's the matter?
The needle's stuck.
Give me that gun.
Ah, help! I just got out in time.
There he is.
British Army, take aim. Fire!
There we leave Neddy at present, trapped between the British Army and a loaded record. And frankly, I don't think much of his chances of ever getting to the Tiddlywinks match.
He said, I'll be there, Phil, I'll be there with my lance, yeah, we'll be there with me.
Oh, yes. Which reminds me. Hello? Spawn Insurance Company. Thank you. I'd like to take out a £10,000 life insurance policy on Neddy Siegel. Yes. It's all in the mind, you know. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Siegel, and Spike Milligan, with the Wailiter Quartet, Max Gelray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Sott. Script by Larry Stevens, announcer Wallace Gieslade, the program produced by Roy Spear. Thank you.